This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
And this is a bonus episode, isn't it, Sam? Because we had so much to get through for our Happy New Year.
We'd had a couple of days break that we didn't usually have, and so we've got a lot to get through.
A lot of data, a lot of content.
Yeah.
So much content. We're still heavily pregnant with content, but the contractions are now a minute and a half apart, so it's time to burst out the content.
Yeah. And the circumference of our... of our orifice is now we're dilated to 7 centimeters.
So a seven centimeter dilation,
and yet still that's not quite wide enough for the amount of strong content we have.
It'll be out in the next 30 minutes, and by the end we'll be passing it around a pub table like a Rizzler
at
a reggae party. We were going to come back with a...
it's a baby reggae party.
We're going to come back with a little bit of bullshit regarding eyebrows.
Yeah.
Have you got that one in front
of you?
I
have, yeah. It's from Turk, Post2Wire, he's called on Twitter. He said, my dad once told me he lost his eyebrows in a game of cards. He was lighting up a cigarette and a guy at the card table sprayed a deodorant at him, burning his eyebrows off. He still has no eyebrows to this day. Imagine that. You've just pulled out your fucking right guard. All of a sudden, bang! Ah! Why would he do that?
Did he just aim for the eyebrows? No eyelashes went? Were the eyes themselves, you know, saved? What happened? Did he shut his eyes and just take the brunt of it?
I think you probably would have shut your eyes instinctively. I mean,
the thing about the eyes is
there's so many mechanisms around the eyes. There's a ring of steel, security rise.
They're kind of self-defending, aren't they?
They are. Like, in a way, the whole human body is designed entirely to protect the eyes.
That is our purpose on this planet.
That is the end of today's biology lesson, listeners. But it's actually a true fact that the human body exists only to protect its own eyes.
Yeah, that is the meaning of life.
Just protect. Hey, a lot of people come to me, they say, Sam, I've lost direction, I've lost meaning, I don't know what I'm here for, what should I be thinking about? I said, mate, I don't have all the answers, but one thing I can tell you is make sure your peepers are intact. Because without them, you are up shit creek.
Yeah.
And without a fucking paddle, mate. And then they go, well, what about successful blind people?
Stevie Wonder, for example.
Like Stevie Wonder. I go, well, he still needs his fucking eyes, right?
Yeah.
He might not be seeing out of them, but they've still got to fucking be there.
What's he need them for?
Because he looked like a... It looked fucking weird if he's just got two holes in his fucking skull.
Well, he could have to have holes. He could have them tucked out and have a couple of buttons sewn on.
Listen,
like a rag doll.
Stevie Wonder will tell you... What about... By the way, we haven't gone... It deserves a deep dive, so we can't... I'm not changing the subject because you found a flaw in my eye theory, by the way. My eye theory still stands. And people can email me if they want to discuss it in further depth. However, one of the best bits in the Bros documentary, which I've now seen, is when he says, I made a conscious decision not to be superstitious because of Stevie Wonder.
There's so much. I've bought the Blu-ray because there's bonus content.
Oh, there's
in the
Blu-ray, is there?
And there's an interview with Craig Logan, or Ken, as he was known.
Yeah, he was not mentioned once. You saw a couple of like little bits of him, but they didn't mention him once, which was weird.
He left after the first album, and then it was just the twins for the second album.
Yeah, he became a successful record executive.
Yeah, he married Kim from Kim Appleby.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The one who didn't die?
The one who didn't die.
Excellent.
He picked the one that didn't die.
I success. People say it was a shame you got dumped out of Bros, and I say no, it wasn't actually. I wasn't dumped. I had to quit for health reasons because I had the fatigue syndrome, ME, and then I managed to pull and marry the not dead one from Mel and Kim. So sit on that and fucking swivel.
And I had a completely different kind of fatigue as a result of that.
Yeah.
So fucking...
And if you don't get what I'm getting at, what I mean is sex fatigue from sexing her so much all the time.
And then he did that thing where he made a circle out of his thumb and his forefinger and stuck his other forefinger in and out of it repeatedly.
He also wiggled his tongue.
The Blu-ray of the Bross documentary is only £7.49 on Amazon and HMV.
I'm getting that.
So much more to enjoy. What were we going to say? Did you mention a deep dive? Are we going to do a deep dive?
We'll do a deep dive on the Bross documentary. Although, in some ways, it's not deep diveable because it's sort of self-evident. It doesn't need our analysis.
Yeah. I mean, it's self-protecting like the eyes.
It's like the eyes. It's the eyes of television documentaries. In fact, in my...
Self-defending.
It's self-defending, self-explanatory, self-evident. Take it or leave it, mate. That's what it is. It's like my eyes.
Getting back to that bullshit about the eyebrows and the deodorant. Did you see the second part of it as well? Have you got the second part there?
No. I'll try and find it.
I'll read that out because I've got it in front of me. He was lighting up a cigarette. The guy at the card table sprayed deodorant at him, burning said eyebrows off. Still has no eyebrows to this day. Deodorant guy was then punched in the face. Quite right. And he says, where my dad's eyebrows once stood, there's now just an outline, kind of in the eyebrow style of Cardiff manager Neil Warnock. And Neil Warnock's eyebrows are, of course, a mystery in themselves.
Still has the best poker face you'll ever see. That's amazing. I'm not sure whether it's bullshit. It sounds like it could be true.
It kind of sounds like it could, but would that really happen? Would someone get a deodorant out during a card game?
I don't know. I mean, this guy's a scouser, I think, judging by his Twitter. So, you know, in up there, you've got to carry your fucking... Hey, it's different to down south. This anything could... Literally... Anything could happen in a Scouse card game. So you've got to use whatever you got to hand, whether that be a deodorant, whether that be some nutmeg, whether that be a J-cloth, whatever you can lay your hands on, you've got to be able to turn it into a weapon, especially if you're involved in a Scouse card game.
If you're up against a fella and he puts down a full house and that's going to wipe you out, if you've got a tin of links in your hand, you've just got to spray it.
You've just got to spray it
at his eyes.
You've
just got to shout, see how fucking self-defending your eyes are now, pal. But they obviously were, because it only took out the eyebrows.
They were, though, because I wanted to take his eyeballs clean out. And they didn't get fucking even touched because of the fucking self-defending eyes. And Scouse ones are even better at self-defending.
Because the Scouse. Oh, God.
Great bullshit. Keep them coming in. I've got two other bullshit, not bullshit, but categories for content and data that have occurred to me while we've been talking. I'll be quick. One is failing, romantic failures. Everyone's got... Me and my mate sometimes have competitions to see who has done the most elaborate fuck-ups of sexual opportunities in their youth.
Yeah.
So, you know, from big to small. Like, one that still, if I see my mates now, will say to me is the phrase, rack 'em up, Phil. Because we were in a pool bar, like a bar that where we used to go and play pool. And we were about 16. And we'd gone there after school. And we were having a beer and playing pool and thinking we were quite grown up. And a girl who we'd known at primary school but hadn't seen in years, but had who was a bit older than us and had grown into a well-renowned local beauty that everyone fancied.
She's matured.
She turned up. She walked past the table. Everyone's jaws dropped because she was so gorgeous. And of all of us, she picked me out and she went, "Hi, Sam, how you doing?" And I responded by looking at my mate Phil and saying, "Rack 'em up, Phil," meaning rack the balls up, and literally didn't even respond to her. Then you look back and you think, why? And she stood there smiling, waiting for a response. She went, "Sam," and I just started playing pool. And I think, in my head, I probably think, if I go back and do a deep dive into that situation, which I do, you know, maybe once or twice a week, ever since the year 1991 when it happened, I think to myself, I think that probably in my 16-year-old head, I thought I was being really cool and that she would probably find me really super attractive. She was already being friendly, but I could really nail this down by acting aloof and ambivalent and playing Paul. So she'll think of me as like a Paul Newman type character from Cool, you know, from like Cool Hand Luke or something like that. But she just wandered off and I never ever spoke to her ever again. And I did see, I did bump into her loads of times again and tried to make eye contact, speak to her. She just avoided my gaze because she probably thought he mugged me off. I'm never.
Avoided your self-defending eyes.
I've got a ton of stories like that, and I think most blokes have, but I want to find out ones where you've really fucked it up, where you've literally just missed an open goal. And
get the listeners to send them in, and hopefully they can completely generate all of our content by the end of 2019.
The other one I really like that we were just talking about in the pub is heroic fantasy, right, where you're sitting on a train, and you just like you just see someone and you think, imagine if there's a bunch of terrorists on this train and he's one of them, and they're going to stand up and surprise everyone at some moment and like pull out a load of guns. And then to pass the time on your boring train trip, you start imagining that you jump up, you immediately kick him before he's got up and shouted something. And before you even know, because I've been one step ahead because I've spotted it early, I've stood up, I've kicked him in the balls, I've disarmed him, I've commandeered his weapon, I've hit him with the butt of it, he's gone down, then I've pointed the weapon at the other terrorists, I might have had to shoot a couple of them real quick. I've pulled the emergency cord, I've opened the doors, and I've started grabbing women and children first and sort of lifting them off of the train to safety whilst holding the gun in the other hand and fending off the terrorists. This is all being filmed on someone's phone. Right. And by the time the whole thing's over, I'm worldwide on television. It's like this fucking guy, this hero, the respected journalist Sam Delaney, was on a train which was targeted by terrorists. Instinct took over, and this video footage shows him expertly disarming the boss terrorist and shooting dead three or four others before saving loads of, like, fit birds and babies. Newscaster Kay Burley wouldn't phrase it like that, but that's the gist of the story. I think that every man, I mean, that's just one, but day to day I will have hero fantasies like that regularly. Sometimes it's other things, like I just hit some guy in a bar because he's mistreating a baby and treating it like a spliff, you know, and then his mates try to get involved and I just fucking do kung fu on all of them. There's lots of different hero scenarios and every man has them. They're daydreams, really, about times that you were a hero.
Yeah, that one feels a bit more niche than the first one.
Who listen to the last episode will understand it.
And it feels quite Alan Partridge as well. But well done.
Hey.
Thanks for sharing it with us.
Stop you. Hey, you guys, do you think that's any way to treat a baby as if it were a marijuana cigarette? I can't stand by and watch this happening. That's right. Your eyes aren't deceiving you. I am the respected journalist, Sam Delaney.
But by night.
Now give me that baby. Give me your fucking baby now. All right, well, kung fu the shit out of all of you.
You take the baby, you make the baby safe, and then you kung fu the shit out of everyone. How do you make the baby safe, Sam? How do you do that?
I build a den for it out of chairs and tables in the pub, and I just place it in there, and I go, you stay there, baby. I'll be back. You'll be safe there. I'll be back in a moment. And I just turn around and just fucking make some kung fu shriek and just beat the fuck out of her dad and all of her dad's mates. And then I have the baby adopted by nicer people.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got the time to take on a third baby.
Again, listeners, if you want to contribute to this category, I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm interested to see where it goes.
Do you have hero fantasies? You telling me you don't ever think what you would have done if you were on a 9/11 plane and you would have been able to have stopped it because you'd have got up, stuck the nut on one of those fellas and then just fucking got behind the plane equipment and landed it safely on the Hudson?
I've got to admit, I haven't, but
you've never had a hero fantasy. Start thinking more. It's really good fun.
I'm going to start thinking about this more.
Yeah.
Jalapeño.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag, Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
I'm going to Blackpool. I'm going to Blackpool tomorrow to watch Sunderland play Blackpool. And if I see anyone in danger in Blackpool,
that is a
I'll call it the fantasy. That's
a great trip for hero fantasies, because you might have time to kill. Like, there might be frustrating moments where you're not drinking a beer or watching football, and during those moments, a great way to pass the time is to have hero fantasies.
But what might have happened was, this is going to be going out the day after I've been to Blackpool. I might have got literally genuinely involved in some kind of hero thing. I might have been killed, and this could be a posthumous episode.
Oh, it'd be great.
I tell you what, if you have to do a tribute at the beginning.
If you do die, I'll be the first person who Sky News call and say, have you heard the sad news? The broadcaster and writer, Andy Dawson, has died whilst trying to save the lives of a lot of kids up in Blackpool.
They'd probably call Bob Mortimer first, but he wouldn't respond.
He's not going to fucking do it. He's too busy.
He wouldn't bother.
I'll be like, yeah, fine, send a car. I'll come into the studio right now.
Yeah.
I want a fee. I want 50 quid. If not, I'm not doing it.
They'll probably give you that.
Yeah, I'll go, look.
If they're going to send a car, they'll give you 50 quid.
You're going to have to work your way down the fucking list, because if Mortimer's not answering, which I'm fucking assuming he isn't, because if not, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah.
Then you fucking need me, right?
There's no one else.
No one else knows him. The only person who knows him as well as me, or better than me, is Mortimer. Mortimer's not doing it. So, basically, it's 50 quid or fuck off. There's no Dawson obituary. You're going to have to get some showbiz journalist who'll just make shit up about him, right? So, I'd get my 50 quid and I'd go down and I'd go, Andy always knew that this is the way he would die. He knew it. And I've got the fucking evidence too.
It's going to be on the next podcast, but it's only going to be available for a subscription.
Yeah, I'll start charging for the podcast. Okay, actually, Andy's dying wish was that I started charging for the podcast after he died. He actually called me. I've got a voicemail of him going, Sam, charge for the podcast. And actually, if you want to hear Andy's dying words, I will put them out on the next podcast, which is available on iTunes for $5.99.
Sam, activate the podcast subscription mechanism.
Sam, it's Andy. Hello, mate. What are you calling for? I didn't think we were recording a podcast today. I'm in Blackpool. I've just saved loads of kids. What from? Oh, a fire and some terrorists. That's not important. I'm dying. Reverse the mechanism. Reverse the mechanism. But what did he mean by that? I think he means I should start charging people
for the podcast.
What if I run out of content? It's fine. I think he means he wants me to do a bad impression of him forever and ever, and do a two-way that's effectively a conversation with myself.
Using a ventriloquist puppet. That's me.
Yeah. Don't worry, mate. I'll protect your legacy. When you die of heroism, I will protect your legacy. Yeah.
I'm going to miss all of you.
Yeah. This and
that. You had a couple of other things you wanted to talk about. Was one of them Stray Man?
I was out in Brighton with my family and another family. And the other guy, the guy who's the Liverpool fan who I'd watched a game with the night before, he was being bullied by his wife and daughter, like we all are. Yeah. And the daughter wants a cat. And he went, their cat died recently, a couple of months ago. And he went, to be honest, I do like cats, but he went, I'm kind of quite enjoying having an animal-free house at the moment.
Yeah.
And so I don't really want to get another cat. It's quite nice not having the responsibility. I haven't been pet-free for years. And his daughter went, we're getting a bloody cat. And he went, well, I don't want a cat. And she went, well, if I have to choose between a cat and you, me and Mum would both choose the cat. And the cat can move in and you can move out and you can be a stray man, right? Why should that cat be a stray cat when you can be a stray man? And he went, what? And she went, you can be a stray man. And I went, whoa, whoa, hang on a minute. That sounds quite good. What's a stray man do? She went, well, I don't know. He'll just have to wander up and down the street, find people's, like, knock on doors, see if anyone's got a spare bed. We might let him sometimes sleep in the cupboard in the stairwell of our flats.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Would you let him log on to the Wi-Fi? And she went, yeah. And he was like, well, if you let me log on to the Wi-Fi and, you know, and I basically still get to live in the same building, but I don't have the responsibility because you've turfed me out as a stray man.
Yeah, no bills to pay or anything like
I'm
that.
I'm like, I fucking quite like it.
Sounds all right, doesn't it? It's kind of one step up from homelessness.
Yeah. Stray man is a more dignified way of calling yourself a homeless man. And then I thought to myself, not to belittle the plight of the homeless, which is awful, and there's loads of them in this country, but I did find the idea of stray... I said you could release an album called Stray Man.
Stray Man.
And it could be him on a train track. You'd have him on a train track, but with an acoustic guitar over his shoulder. Like a minstrel travelling around town.
It'd be like a stray cat in the sense that he would just like go into houses like stray cats do and hope that someone will feed them and take pity on them. Mm. And he'd just try a few houses. Some people are going to chase you, but eventually someone's going to put a plate of meat down on the floor for you.
I know
and then
of
you just
a bloke,
keep going back there.
I know of a bloke who used to go out at night in the summer, in the middle of the night. And if he saw, he wasn't a stray man, he was a domesticated man. But he'd go out in the night like
was he chipped?
Like a stray, yeah, he was chipped. And, yeah, he had a flap, a man flap. I have a man flap in my house so that I'm allowed in and out. my wife and kids let me in and out more or less whenever. But,
more or less.
Yeah. I'm mainly a house man.
Yeah.
But he used to go out like a stray man at night, and if he saw windows open, he would climb in the open window of a house. And he would find the spare room in the house.
Right.
And he would lie on the bed all night.
Now this is sinister.
Yeah. And then, just before sunrise, when he knew the family or whoever it was were living in the house would get up, he would climb back out the window and carry on around the streets like a stray man. And this is a man I heard of, and apparently the reason he did it was he got a massive buzz out of it. The fear of maybe being caught was a massive buzz. What do you think about that?
That's sinister.
Yeah.
It's not right.
No. It's awful.
It reminds me of the Roy Orbison song "I Drove All Night." And I've got the lyrics in front of me here.
Good.
I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right? I drove all night, crept in your room, woke you from your sleep to make love to you.
Oh.
Is that all right? Because it fucking isn't, Roy.
It's awful.
And then after that, he sings, as if to excuse himself for this, he sings again, I drove all night.
Fucking hell.
I literally drove here through the night so I could wake you up and make love to you. I drove here all night.
All night.
I put a shift in.
Listen. I've done it now. I've put the hours in. The least you can do is have sexual intercourse with me. You go, that makes sexual intercourse no more fucking likely than someone who's just knocked around from next door. It's not the distance travelled or the time spent travelling. That's not it. I want to be wooed.
That's what consent's about.
I want to be wooed.
Of course, Roy Orbison died almost 30 years ago. Different times.
Different times.
Different times.
He was albino, wasn't he? That's why he always wore dark glasses. Yeah.
Was he an albino? I thought he just had his eyes took out and a couple of buttons sewn on instead, so he had to wear the dark glasses to cover up.
How did that happen when the eyes are the best self-protecting mechanism known to nature?
Sometimes self-protection doesn't work.
No, he
sometimes
was...
Sometimes it doesn't work.
He was albino, and so his...
He had black hair, though.
His eyes... Yeah, why do you think it was so jet black? Because he was fucking dying it and wearing dark glasses. Because he was fucking living a lie. I drove all night with my fucking pink eyes. That was what the song should have been. I crept in your room with my fucking wig on. With my wig on and my scary pink eyes. And now you've got to have sex with me. Is that all right? No, fuck
off. Drove all night.
Drove all night. Well, if the answer's no, can you can you compensate some of my petrol money?
Because I'm like half of it.
I've used up a whole fucking tank's worth.
I'll agree to take 50%.
And I've still got to get back, remember, as well.
We'll say no more about it.
Fucking Orbison, the monster.
The big O.
Yeah. I've got a couple of other bits.
We've almost run out of time again for this bonus episode because we've got lots of time travel stuff. I think we'll do that in the next one.
Okay.
Because I've got at least two time travellers to hear from.
Oh, great.
You've got some stuff as well.
I've got a very vivid and detailed dream about time travelling.
Right, we'll do that in the episode that's due out on Friday then. I'll tell you what, we'll have a couple more bullshits before we go.
Okay.
This is from Belfast Oddball. He says he's mentioned this one to me previously. I think it must have been on TalkSport. He says, at school, my mate claimed that his auntie once bought a bag of crisps. When she opened the packet, it was just one big crisp.
Yeah. I read that. That's brilliant.
Lovely stuff. And this is from Daff 1972. He says, just remembered this classic. One of my ex-colleagues claimed that he was on exercises with the Bulgarian SAS in Bulgaria when Chernobyl exploded. Of course you were, mate. He says the blast was so powerful it knocked everyone over except for him.
Yeah, but the radioactive fallout made him grow to 9 foot tall and give him the ability to teleport.
This was 1,000 miles away from Chernobyl as well. When he was pressed on that, it says he mumbled a bit and tried to move on. I then asked what he was doing in the SAS. He was approximately 12, and apparently it was the SAS Youth Cadets.
They're the best.
On manoeuvres.
Some people say that the Bulgarian Youth Cadet SAS is the best special forces in the world.
Yeah, that's where they send them, innit?
Yeah.
Right, that's it from this one. We'll be back on Friday with a new one. Keegan will be back next week with some more.
Yeah.
We'll have some more deep dive into the Keegan Odyssey. Don't forget to follow us on TF Time Machine if you're so inclined.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening.
Subscribe, etc.
Take care of yourself, defending eyes, everyone.
Yeah. Just cover your eyes and the rest will just take care of itself.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.